This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time for our Talk Radio Countdown Show. Now, the official list charts, according to the folks at Talkers Magazine that do all the research every week for us here, you can find the charts listed at talkers.com. We're overviewing the first full week of September, September 2nd to the 6th. Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, whose voice and impact is heard coast to coast loudly every week on this program and in other responsible ways as well. You just got to go to Talkers and see what's going on there. We have the stories to go through, Michael, and the people list as well. Let's see what we can glean from all of the work of your staff this week.
It was an unusual week, to say the least. At number 10, we have the National Football League season kicks off, and Andrew Luck retires. At number 9, the deadly boat fire in California, and that's tied with the dangers of vaping. At number 8, we have race relations and immigration reform, which is kind of low for those topics. They took a back seat in the top 10 to other things. At number 7, gun legislation, and that's tied with the Walmart gun sales policy. Climate change, up at number 6, higher than usual. At number 5, the 2020 presidential race. At number 4, Brexit. At number 3, Hong Kong. At number 2, U.S.-China relations, the stock market, and the economy. At number 1, Hurricane Dorian. Number 1 is a natural disaster weather issue. And the People Survey, at number 10, Andrew Luck. At number 9, Deborah Messing. Wayne LaPierre, who we talked about last week, at number 8. Mike Pence at 7. Number 6, we have Elizabeth Warren and Kamala Harris. And number 5, Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders. That's all mishmash. They all blend into each other. At number 4, Boris Johnson. At number 3, Carrie Lam. Number 2, Xi Jinping. Number 1, Donald Trump. What a week.
Boring Boris, boring Boris.
You think Boris is boring?
He's already lost control. His future as a politician in England is over. He didn't play it right. He muffed it. He tried to be like Trump and doesn't work in England. He's done. Finished.
Wow.
Kaputsky.
Wow.
Yep.
Wow.
Over.
Wow.
You see if I'm not right. Okay, you want another prediction?
Sure.
All right. That Mike Pence doesn't make it as the vice president in the second Trump term.
Woo!
How about that?
You buy into that thing about what's-her-face in Carolina?
Yep, I am. Yep, you're not buying into it?
I think she just seeded the discussion.
You think she started it?
Of course.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, you're wrong. Hey, look, no, don't back down.
I'm not going to back down.
Just because I see
I'll stand up to you any day. I can stand toe-to-toe with you.
How much you want to put on it? I bet you love people. I'll bet you.
No, I'll bet you.
I don't bet. No, I'm blanking on her name. The former...
she was the UN ambassador.
The UN, yeah.
Right, exactly.
Thank you, Nikki Haley. Nikki Haley, out of the blue, said... there's no truth to the rumors that I am going to be replacing Mike Pence. I love Mike Pence. He's wonderful. Where'd that come from? I didn't hear any rumors. Did you?
Yes, I did.
Ooh. Well, you travel in higher circles than I do.
I travel in different circles. They're higher or lower.
I spin around counterclockwise, and you go clockwise.
Yeah, but we both live in Massachusetts much of the time. You spend the time in the winter in Florida, and I spend in California. But I am aware, and so are you, of things that are going on here. One of the other rumors politically this week that has some impact. Remember, California is going to be different this year in that it's going to be one of the first states to vote in the primary next March. And the money is on Elizabeth Warren, because of the cucamongas that live in California, to beat Joe Biden in the presidential preference polling that goes on in the primary. I don't like that for an alliteration. Primary presidential, yeah. Okay, so if she wins, does that mean she has more vibrancy moving into the national arena. Because you know how the news media is when they look at New Hampshire and Iowa, now California.
Well, California is going to take have a lot of weight. But you make it look like the only two people running in California are Elizabeth and Joe. What about
the only two that make any difference at this
point? But the senator from California, Kamala Harris,
is lost. When she was never a contender. It's amazing that she even got to where she is as a senator, because most people, well, maybe that tells the trend. Maybe you look at the voter and the average voter in California, the fact that they elected her to be anything. She is the most ridiculous, most self-serving, most horrible candidate for elective office that you could possibly find. She epitomizes the Me Too movement in terms of her. It's all about her. Everything. She and Cory Booker, both the same. Cut out of the same cloth. It's all about them. Always has been. And that's why I give a faith in the American people that they won't vote for a phony like those two. How's that?
When they have such a wide variety of phonies that they could vote for.
Right.
those are the two phonies you don't like.
The two phonies I don't like. Right, exactly.
Right.
Two phonies you don't like? Phonies. Get to the phonies here.
I think they're all phonies. I think every one of them are phonies. It's just
because you have to be a phony in order to run for president?
Well, absolutely. It's such a game of intrigue and sound bites and perception and creating impressions and all that. Yeah, it's way beyond reality. Although the climate change issue has become big this week because of Hurricane Dorian, and coincidentally, CNN ran a seven-hour town meeting with the leading Democratic Party candidates, totally devoted to the discussion of climate change. And they each talked like a half hour, 40 minutes. They really got down.
What'd you learn out of it? What'd you get out of it that hasn't been said or thought of before?
I got a little out of it here and there in terms of knowledge of how they handle it, but in terms
how they, you mean the candidates or how?
Yeah. I mean, but I follow this stuff kind of meticulously, so it's what I do. But I don't think that it.
Climate change, you mean?
I follow every one of these issues. That's what I do. I follow. Yeah. I've been following climate change since I'm a kid because I'm into science.
Right.
And if you depoliticize climate change, of course climate changes. It's changed countless times.
Right. Yeah. Planet's 5 billion years old. You think it's because we have records to go back to 1880? That's it. That's the whole history of the planet. How ridiculous!
There's a thing called geology. Yeah. And it's all mucked up with politics. Yes. But in terms of Kamala Harris being the worst possible candidate, I've heard that said about her. I'm not crazy about her. I'm not crazy about her, but I don't think that she's necessarily that much worse than a number of the phonies that are running. And then there are all these crazy issues like, is Joe Biden senile?
That's offensive. Just because he's in his 70s, I find that really offensive.
Well, he does a lot of gaffes. He does some really.
Well, he's always done it. When he was in his 40s, he made gaffes. Is he senile in his 40s?
How
did he get to be vice president if he's senile?
Well, because as Donald Trump said, Barack Obama saved him from the junk pile.
Oh, nonsense!
But I'm not saying I'm not expressing any favoritism to any of this.
I know. Yeah.
I'm just telling you that.
So here's one political story that's kind of interesting that maybe the rest of the country isn't focused on yet. Except every time a Kennedy pops up in politics, everybody runs. Who's running? This guy's running? Joe Kennedy III. Is stumping across New Hampshire this week for Elizabeth Warren, even though last week Elizabeth Warren said she was going to support because Joe Kennedy III is going to run against Ed Malarkey, and because of his name, he may have a chance of winning. It's one of these confusing things. Okay, so it's like a chessboard. I'm going to support her because she's from my home state, but she's not supporting me because she has a political allegiance to Ed Malarkey. So where does all that? It just shows you the nature of politics.
But it is politics. Well, politics makes strange bedfellows. There's a saying for you.
And
you know, it's all political strategery.
Yes, it is. Is that a word?
George W. Bush coined it.
Strategery.
Strategery. Yes.
Strategery. I like that.
Yeah.
All
that's
right.
A good word.
Time for us to put everybody to sleep, Michael, by referring to how well you sleep. Last night, did you get a good night's sleep? You got your My Pillows all set on your, you and Bernadette fix up your My Pillows so that you had a good night's rest.
Well, I can't believe that you are talking about what I do in the bedroom on this radio show. I mean, I understand the need in talk radio to express a little bit about your personal life, but this is over the line.
Is it?
I didn't sign up for an X-rated program. What is this?
This is not X-rated. This has to do with
my agent. My agent is going to be getting in touch
with
you.
My agent.
Now, do your pillow commercial. Do your pillow commercial and leave me out of it.
Oh, okay. No talking about Michael and his pillows. I'm talking about my pillows. Everybody, I have a house full of people here. They all like the My Pillows on the beds. They're all around my house. My Pillow wants.
What is that all about?
What?
You have a lot of people over there with beds all over the place? What are you running?
Beds in my house.
Or some kind of a... are you making a movie?
My business partners are here.
Okay.
All right.
I'll leave you alone.
There's this special deal that MyPillow is offering in honor of the people who have supported Mike Lindell and his invention, which is the MyPillow. 1,500 people. Do you realize in that factory, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, now manufacturing all these pillows because they're so popular? Right now, though, this final few days of the Labor Day week, there's a big special, a special that you can take advantage of, up to 66% off of what's in the catalog at MyPillow.com. Go to MyPillow.com, go to the Radio Listener Special page, and save up to 66% on all these things. The body pillow selling for $29 while supplies last, normally $89. The standard and queen size platinum premium pillows from MyPillow, usually $69, now $23. All of this stuff is going to go bye-bye quickly. Use the promo code DJV. Visit MyPillow.com. See all the other things that can make your rest very special. That's MyPillow.com. Buy everything with the promo code DJV.
Our coffee and red wine leaving your teeth stained. We can see you out there in your selfies. Well, we have the perfect risk-free solution for you here on the DJV show to make you more confident in your smiles. Power Swabs is the world's most advanced teeth whitening system that transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, just 5 minutes. Now, having a bright white smile is still really important, and after only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results. I don't even think twice now about cracking a smile and taking a selfie. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? Power Swabs are super fast. They're easy and hygienist approved. You just snap, swab, and smile. It's really that simple. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in store, so call now for your Power Swabs offer today. 800-208-1797. Again, 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
Joint Formula 14 from Sierra Sil is a game changer if you live with aches and pains. Listeners from all around the country are feeling the relief. Jane wrote in raving about what Joint Formula 14 did for her old sports aches. And for me, old farm pains and chasing my darling Daisy May around the house. How about you? You can be ache-free. Go to achefree.live. Even if you've tried glucosamine and chondroitin, Joint Formula 14 is different. You get relief or you get your money back. Call 877-743-7720. Ask about the half-off offer using the promo code DJV. If you're living with aches, you don't have to. You can feel better. Go online to achefree.live. That's achefree.live. Special 50% offer right now using the DJV code. Get it online or at 877-743-7720 to feel better in 14 days or your money back.
We
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We're counting down what America is talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen here with the stories, the people, the story behind the story, you name it, we've got it. We've got an in with everybody. We know everything. There's nothing you can't ask us that we don't have a good snap. Remember, who used to say that? Larry Glick.
Yeah. Well, actually,
great radio personalities.
We see you when you're sleeping. We know when you're awake.
You're awake. Yes.
Right.
We know if you've been good or bad.
That's
so
right.
Be good, for goodness sake. Michael Harrison.
That sounds like a dangerous authoritarian.
It is. Right, exactly. Smokes a pipe and flies around
See,
in a sleigh.
You never know where the next fascist is going to come from.
Who's watching? That's exactly right. Michael Harrison is here to answer the question, should talk radio shows be tough and controversial or entertaining and fluffy? Assuming that if it's tough and controversial, it may not be entertaining. This is get to the whole root of the word entertaining and what that means. Because a lot of people think entertaining means you're laughing. But I think entertaining means you're paying attention, right?
I totally agree with that. It's engagement, yeah. I mean, and nothing fits the definition of entertaining empirically. What's entertaining to one person might not be entertaining to another.
That's true.
Entertaining doesn't have to be stupid. Some people are entertained by the most, complicated academic, deep dives into details.
Yes.
So, there's no such thing as one definition for entertaining. And a lot of people in the broadcasting business don't realize that. So when someone says, my goal is to be entertaining, they think it is to tell jokes, to be funny,
right.
As you said.
Yeah. No, doesn't work that way. Sorry.
No.
Wrong. Doesn't work that way at all. So one of the things about talk radio that I think, and I brought that, I wasn't being facetious as far as what we're supposed to do. I don't know. We're supposed to get an audience and sell advertising and make money for the people that own the station. That's what we're supposed to do. But in the meantime, we have other missions, or at least I have always thought we had other missions, and that was to help. Find a source for help you present a problem. What's the solution? And in the case of Hurricane Dorian, a lot of people on radio stations around the country are helping a lot by raising awareness, raising money, doing things. I think radio shows up pretty well in that department. What do you think?
I think some of radio shows up really well, and a lot of radio should be embarrassed.
Well, okay. Give us a closer look at that.
No, I mean, a lot of stations don't even have anybody working there. So
that's true. They're in a closet. Yeah.
You know, and I don't want to mention any stations or any specific cities or markets, but you constantly hear stories about, you know, a tornado will pop up, go to the media, and you go to the radio station, and they're not talking about it because it's coming from some other place, or it's an old show, or there's nobody there. So, you know, the idea that all of radio shows up, some radio shows up, and the radio that shows up is good. I believe everybody should own a radio. I really do believe that every home should have an old-fashioned AM/FM radio in it.
Yeah.
Every car should have one in it. And, and when you go on the road, throw a little portable radio in your bag, in your suitcase. And I think that the radio industry should be promoting the sale and use of radios, actual radios. We're not talking about iPhones or that, because it does, in an emergency, prove to be one of the best means of communication. And usually in every city, there's at least one radio station doing a good job in the case of an emergency, and maybe 20 or 30 of them that are asleep at the wheel.
Right. Well, that's not a good number, but at least we call attention to it. That's our job here, calling attention to issues and what's going on the radio. This is the talk.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957. Now, and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Message and data rates may apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, this may be the last time you ever have to worry about hair loss, because Bosley is the real deal. They're giving women and men their hair back permanently. Their real hair. All it takes to get started is a single text message. You'll get an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card when you text TITAN11 to 85850. Bosley will show you, for free, how great your hair could look. You'll also see, for free, why you're losing hair and how to get it back. Women and men all over the country trust Bosley because they're America's number one hair restoration expert. Ahead of the curve with the latest technology. And the best part? Bosley has permanent solutions to hair loss. You'll love what they'll do for your hair. So drop what you're doing long enough to send a text. Get your free information kit and gift card for $250 off by texting TITAN11 to 85850. Don't forget, that's TITAN11 to 85850.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
White House Economic Advisor Larry Kudlow compared trade talks with China to the U.S. end up with Russia during the Cold War. In other words, he's expecting negotiations could continue for a long time. U.S. and Chinese officials have agreed to hold their next round of talks in Washington next month. Kudlow discounted the notion that next year's election increases any urgency for President Donald Trump to conclude the trade war.
This is about unfair and illegal trading practices, which we want to see remedied. This is also about human rights issues, increasingly, regarding Hong Kong, regarding other issues that the Chinese have grappled with in ways that have troubled the world. And perhaps most importantly, this is about national security.
Kudlow emphasized that it took the United States decades to get the results it wanted with Russia. He noted that it worked in the Reagan administration. He said he remembers President Reagan waging a similar fight against the Soviet Union. This is USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Countdown Show. Michael Harris and Doug Steffen here, overviewing the charts, the stories behind the stories. So, the Brexit thing, Michael, on your mind as you think, I know how much talk, you do a lot of talking, a lot of guest shots on various programs because people look at you as the authority when it comes to discussing the issues, what the issues are, but also the meat and potatoes of the issue. So do you think, for example, Boris Johnson, who's on the list at number four, and the story is number four, is done politically? No. His career is over.
No, I don't think it's done. I don't know that it's not done, but I wouldn't put it past this guy to rebound. He has a personality that is fascinating to the British consciousness. You're no stranger to Great Britain. You've spent a lot of time there and do.
Yeah. Yeah.
The British are fascinated by flamboyant characters, and maybe even more so than Americans, and he plays to that. What Trump has going for him here is that Trump has won an election and had millions and millions of votes. Boris Johnson has not gotten millions and millions of votes to be the prime minister. He came in through a special election, a very, very
teeny weeny little percentage of the population voted for him, and those were the party leaders. He's the head of the Conservative Party. So a lot's going to depend upon how much support does Boris Johnson have from the people of the UK, and that may come out next week. I think he's still in there swinging, and I wouldn't put it
well,
past
but there's
that.
A fight. His brother, who is in Parliament with him, has resigned.
Joe Johnson.
Yeah, right. Sounds like you ought to be a singer, right?
Yeah, I know. I guess I say don't confuse
coming from
him.
Detroit, and here from Detroit is Joe Johnson, and the parliamentarians.
Right, remember Parliament.
Parliament Funkadelic. You remember?
Yeah,
Parliament,
yeah, absolutely.
George
Clinton.
Who's that? George Clinton and Parliament Funkadelic. Wow. See where we go with these conversations, folks. So, the Brexit thing is very important to. A lot of people trying to weigh what the circumstances are. How much will Brexit or situation in England and Europe affect the economy globally? And that's another thing that is really, I think, overcooked. The news media and their fascination or whatever it is with the stock market. Every day it goes up and it goes down because that's what it does. It's like the weather. And it becomes, is it that people are so naive that they are actually influenced by that, I mean, that's what causes recessions, right? Somebody hears a rumor and something starts and then something else goes and before you know it, things fall apart. It's almost like it was planned. What do you think of that?
Well, there are a lot of self-fulfilling prophecies. Of course, in the stock market, there are all these algorithms and bots that are designed to buy and sell, buy and sell, buy and sell from a minute to minute based upon keywords in the news. That these are not human decisions. These are artificial intelligence decisions. And that's one of the reasons why, you know, Trump announces that China called him while he was at the G7. Up, the stock market goes up. Well, that news story triggers a bunch of buys and sells out there that are already programmed into people's strategies. So a lot of this is mindless, and that's why if you're investing in the stock market, you either have to be a very talented day trader with a stomach of steel or just go in it for the long haul because you really don't know what the trends are until you're there for a while. Day-to-day will make you crazy, and day-to-day is not accurate. It has nothing to do with profit and loss. It has nothing to do with the assets of a company. It has nothing to do with the potential of a company. The real reasons why you should invest in a company is because you've studied it and you know what its future will be. If you're just doing it, you know, haphazardly every day based on emotion, well, you're going to lose your shirt.
That's precisely put. Thank you for that. I always like listening to you as you reason things through. I know a lot of times people and I ask you, but there are very few people. One of the other guys that I love to have on this program is Stephen J.J. Wiseman. Mm-hmm. I have never asked him a question for which he did not have a very intelligent answer. No matter over the years, how many years have we been doing this? 20-some-odd years. I've known him longer. You and I have known him for, it seems like, all of our lives. Yeah, I have never asked the guy a question. Never.
30 years.
Yeah. Have I asked him a question that he didn't have an answer for? And so I go back to you with my reference here. I always know that I can sort of spin the top and let you go, and you will have an explanation that's very credible for things. That probably speaks, you know, maybe when you talk about good talk radio people, good conversationalists on the radio, got a good voice, good mind, that's really what it kind of takes. Have you ever done a profile in Talkers Magazine of what it takes to be a really good talk radio personality?
I think that profile's been written for the last 30 years we've been publishing it. I think it's not like a one-time thing, although we have had a number of
talking about it in a deliberate way.
Yeah, we've had things of that nature. Of course, they're controversial within the industry. There are people who believe you do it one way, other people believe you do it another way. There's no universal set, you know, there's no Ten Commandments that everybody buys into. But first of all, thank you for that nice compliment. What you said, I take that very seriously, and I take it to heart. That was very kind of you to say what you said. I also agree with you about Steve Wiseman. He's one of the best speakers and minds out there, and I consider myself blessed to have him, not only as a colleague, but as a friend. He's really the top of the pack. Very, very, very good person. And for the folks listening to this, you can trust what he says as being pretty pretty damn right on. Mm-hmm. But I think the most important thing about anybody in the media is that they seek to tell the truth, that you don't deceive for the sake of entertainment. Back to the entertainment thing we said, that you can be wrong. There's nothing wrong with being wrong as long as you are wrong with good intentions, as opposed to purposefully wrong, premeditated wrong for self-gain, either, you know, by, you know, shaking.
What would be an example of that?
Telling everybody, being wrong in an ill-conceived way. Telling everybody it's going to rain tomorrow when you know it's going to be sunny because you have financial interest in the umbrella company.
That's very interesting. That's about as easy a thing as I could say. Yeah.
Your personal ego, your personal interest, or just thinking, I'm going to tell them this. They'll love that. All those fools listening to me, they'll run around and tell their uncle and their aunt and their cousins, and I'll get a whole huge audience by simply throwing out, that's called bomb throwing, throwing out something that you know is BS, but that you think will rile up, you know, the listeners and get everybody crazy and bring attention to yourself. Being controversial for the sake of controversy, as opposed to being controversial because you're trying to drive home a point you believe in. So I think this whole the remedy to fake news and the remedy to all the scams and all the crap that we deal with in modern society is to keep in mind, what is the intention of the person saying this? Why are they doing that? Do they mean well? Are they just ill-informed? Or are they lying, as opposed to saying what they believe is true, but they just happen to be wrong? Mm-hmm. And you have to learn how to discriminate, because, and I don't mean it in the negative sense, if somebody says something on the radio, or just in your own life, you talk to somebody, they look you in the eye, they seem real credible, and you say to yourself, do they believe what they're saying? Because if they took a lie detector test, they'd probably pass it, even though what they're saying is not true. Because they lie to themselves.
They believe it. They lie to themselves.
Right. They lie to themselves, and then they tell you what they believe is true. How do you deal with that type of distortion? I think everybody should study psychology, because mm-hmm. it really is at the heart of all of this.
Yeah, there's no question that, especially in the age that we've, the so-called information age, I think there's one of the things that people argue about is how much political coverage and discussion should there be on these news talk radio stations. Some of them do it wall to wall, and sometimes they have to come up with stuff like you're suggesting because they want to make their point. Some of the stations and the companies that are just unabashedly pro-Trump, and if you don't agree with that point of view, you don't have a job here. I think that's distortion in and of itself, and part of what we're talking about here.
It's affirmation broadcasting. You target an audience, you pick a choir, and then you tell them what they want to hear.
Yeah.
And a lot of people lose their jobs because they are a little bit more independent in their thinking.
Yeah.
And it's going on right now in the Trump world, because there are some stations that are totally geared to pandering to people who love Trump.
Yep. Yeah,
and
that was my point. Yeah. I think that's the case, and it's not. I think it's dangerous for the future of our business. Frankly, I don't think
it's dangerous for the future of our country.
To
put any kind of a human being in an authoritarian position because what they're doing right now might be working.
Mm-hmm.
See, this is the problem going on in England. Boris Johnson put himself in an authoritarian position to get what he wants to get done, strong leadership. But strong leadership might work for an immediate problem, but when you establish that as the precedent, you're setting the stage for a Stalin or for a Castro or for even a Hitler. And that's where we've got to be very careful about not throwing the Constitution and the process away for the sake of the pragmatic expediency of having a strong leader at the moment so we can get this done.
Yeah,
very fine line in a democracy between a strong leader and a strong system.
Very well put. Michael Harrison with Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I want to spend a moment talking to you about how to lose weight safely. Calitrin is the way to do that, whether you want to lose a few pounds, whether you want to lose maybe 30 pounds, maybe whether I've seen people on their website that have lost 100 pounds using this method. The reason that people like it is because it's healthy and safe. There's no radical diet. You're not going to be eating or drinking things that'll give you the jitters. This is all about re-establishing protein from collagen in your body, which is how you promote lean, healthy muscle mass. Your weight loss goes out the window, or the weight goes out the window, when you get rid of the fat and create that better, leaner body. And it's all because collagen is put back to work. I don't want to go into the scientific or medical side of this, but believe me, your body stops when you're in your 20s producing collagen. That's why when you get older, you get fat. And now you want to maintain that nice, svelte look that you had when you were a kid. Calitrin's the secret. The healthiest for weight loss, no matter what you're looking at, this does the trick. All natural, drug-free, stimulant-free. Calitrin's essential active ingredient is collagen protein, which has been proven to promote healthy, lean muscle mass and weight loss. So let's get on board. The success story is there. There's successes after successes after successes. And for the rest of this week, you can get three bottles at the regular price and three free. So you have a six-month program, which allows you to lose the weight and keep it off, which is what most of these other products or other programs, that you don't do it. You lose the weight and then you gain it back again. So let's go to Calitrin.com, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, and go for the Labor Day sale, which using the DJB code will give you three bottles at the regular price and three bottles free. That's Calitrin.com, DJB code, buy three, get three free for the rest of this week. The list of people that have come to the surface this week in terms of talking about various issues. When you talk about the issues, you talk about the people. Andrew Luck is at number 10 on the survey. Deborah Messing at number 9. She's messing with the president and it's gotten some attention. Wayne LaPierre runs the NRA. Number 8, Mike Pence. Is he gonzo? Number 7. Number 6 and 5, the candidates from the Democratic Party, Elizabeth Warren, Kamala Harris, Joe Biden, Bernie Sanders. Boris Johnson is at number 4, and his future and the fate of Brexit, I guess, all part of that discussion. Carrie Lam is in the number 3 position. Xi Jinping, I never pronounce it right. I just say that the fellow who's running China, he's number 2. And Donald Trump, the fellow who's running America, number 1 this week on the people list, courtesy of the research done by the folks at Talkers Magazine here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Doctors recommend it, nutritionists recommend it, and customers love it. Calitrin Healthy Weight Loss. Just listen to what everybody is saying.
Hi, I'm Marie from Pennsylvania, and I just lost 117 pounds of Calitrin.
This is Ron from Texas. I've lost 35 pounds with Calitrin.
I'm a firm believer of Calitrin. I have been on it for quite a while now, not only for weight loss, but for arthritis pain. I just love it. I've got both my daughters on it now, and my son-in-law. So I just cannot say enough about Calitrin.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin, and I love it. So far, I've lost 35¾ inches, and I've lost 45 pounds. You need to give it a try. It works.
See, Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, and with their huge buy three, get three free sale going on right now, there's never been a better time to order and be on your way to looking and feeling better. Just visit TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com or call 833-TOP-LOSS.
A lot of you have helped build MyPillow into the amazing American company it is. Now, Mike Lindell, who's the inventor and the CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to you, listeners of the DJV program. You can get great discounts on all MyPillow products. You go to MyPillow.com right now. Click on Radio Listener Specials. Use the code DJV, and you can buy, for example, a body pillow. Usually $89, now $29. Wow, what a savings using the code DJV. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials, save up to 50% and more on the body pillow. That's the great example I've got for you right now. $29.99, usually $89.99. Enter the promo code DJV for these great specials. Again, MyPillow.com, and the code is DJV. One of the treats of being involved with Michael is being able to focus on some of the other things that he's doing besides just running Talkers Magazine. He has a lot of audio connections, including the Michael Harrison interview. This week, a very interesting radio host whose name is Ross Kaminsky. He's got an interesting background. Why did you pick him, Michael?
He is a fellow who, in his background, studied economy and politics at Columbia and then spent much of his years up to this point, up to 4 years ago, being a professional trader on the stock market in Chicago. And he really is great at talking about all the things that we talked about.
So when he talks about the economy as part of his overall news talk conversational presence, mm-hmm. you can right. believe what the guy's saying because he's got that in his
yes.
chops, you know. You know, we talk about guys like Dave Ramsey who have an interesting background, but certainly not a professional background like this
right.
guy's got. In that,
you had a lot of guys on the radio talking about the economy through the wrong orifice, and they
yeah.
don't have the experience to really be able to tell the president or Congress how to run the country.
Go.
They can't even.
That's a visualization.
Company.
Michael Harrison here. Make sure you check out the Michael Harrison interview, NMHinterview.com or talkers.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Radio Countdown now with a review of some of the legal aspects of what are encountered by people engaged in these stories or perhaps affected by these stories. Stephen J.J. Wiseman is here with us, lawyer and college professor at Bentley University. I used to call them profs. You call your professors profs when you were in college?
I did. You know, I don't hear that from the kids anymore. I'm still getting used to having 20-year-old young women hold doors for me because I'm old and infirm.
There you go.
Boy,
over the hill. That's it.
Yep.
Wiseman is over the hill.
And sliding fast.
Not at all. So let's, I want to, number 9 this week on the countdown is that story of the boat fire. And
yeah.
when I first heard that, all I could think of was you and lawyers. This is a small little company. I think they only had one or two boats, family run. all these other 35 people that got killed on the boat. There's got to be lawyers knocking on their doors already. The families actually get anything? There's certainly insurance on the boat, but how does they're contacted by a lawyer, and then what happens in a circumstance?
You know, as far as getting anything, that's the key thing. Is you mentioned insurance, and in cases like this, and particularly major, and you've got 35 people. Let's assume for the moment that there was negligence, or that there were fire code violations, or because sometimes accidents just are accidents.
Happen.
But
yep.
Assuming that it isn't in this case, and that negligence can be shown on the boat owners, it's a matter of, you know, what do they have? Generally, insurance, you know, will have limits, and, you know, 35 death claims, it's probably for a small company like that, not going to be a lot to go around, and then so you're going to sue for the personal assets of the boat owners. Well, you know, maybe if they're very wealthy, but oftentimes that's, you know, more trouble than it's worth.
And you think, isn't it a shame that these people lost? But lawyers are kind of bloodthirsty sometimes.
Well, you know, there is a reason.
I think I'm breaking it. That's not a bulletin for you, but I just...
No, this is, you know, I can swim on Cape Cod because there's professional courtesy. The great white sharks recognize I'm one of theirs. So, you know, there are times that, yes, we are an aggressive bunch. There are also times that it's needed, and you can go back through our... You know, not that long ago history, you know, the Pinto claims, the BP oil claims, there have been a lot of cases where it's been the big tort lawyers who have picked up and brought that, you know, carried the gauntlet, made some changes in corporate America that they wouldn't otherwise have done and weren't pressed to do because of the government. The Firestone Tires is another good example. So, yeah, those big tort lawyers make a lot of money out of other people's misery, but they also, they do contribute. They bring some social change.
Right. All right. So the big story is the hurricane. There's no legal, if somebody is on the, like the Carolinas getting slammed with heavy winds and rain this week, we certainly know what's happened as it came in proximity to America, but
yeah,
you know, there's no usual, unless people...
Well,
have insurance companies that refuse to pay, then the lawyers get into it.
Yeah, I'm going to represent the people of Alabama who suffered great mental anguish because they were in fear because the hurricane was coming. I'll tell you where the legal aspects of this thing is, and this is big. Actually, I'm glad you brought it up. There are going to be all kinds of phony charities that you're going to get. Phone
scams.
Calls, emails, text messages that are going to be lining people's pockets and not the people of the Bahamas and not the people... who are harmed by this. So if you're interested in giving to a charity, go to charitynavigator.org, and you can find vetted charities that are really going to do the job.
Yeah, I think that's a great, your Scamicide, go to Scamicide.com as well, and then directs you to some of these other websites that will inform you as to the dangers of investing. We'll say the Red Cross, because the Red Cross never uses the money when they say or how they say they're going to do it.
They aren't on the list I'm given.
What, say again?
They're not on the list I'm providing.
No, they're just not. And there are plenty of others. The local charities often are the best ones. But you
got to
do your homework and find a trusted source. If you listen to a radio station that's promoting something and you trust them, that's another indicator. Stephen J.J. Wiseman from Bentley University here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management.
Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.